With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, July 2nd. Hope you're well. Coming up,
because he is very keen to broker a ceasefire by next Monday.
Trump says Israel has agreed to a ceasefire and George Gibney arrested in America. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump says Israel has agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza and is urging Hamas to also accept the deal. The US president says the truce will allow time to end the war and is a final proposal. Sky's David Blevins is in Washington.
This is President Trump piling the pressure on Hamas, telling them that it's not going to get better, it's only going to get worse, because he is very keen to broker a ceasefire by next Monday, when Benjamin Netanyahu is due to visit the White House.
Former Olympic swimming coach George Gibney has been arrested in Florida in the US. It's on foot of an international arrest warrant. Mr. Gibney, who's in his 70s, is wanted here in Ireland over historical sexual abuse allegations while working as a swimming coach. 99.8% of public drinking water samples tested last year complied with EPA standards. A report from the Environmental Protection Agency found the number of at-risk supplies and long-term boil water notices both fell last year. It says almost all public water supplies are classified as safe to drink, while good progress has been made in the area of disinfection. Noel Byrne from the EPA says there are still some areas that need to be addressed.
Just 45 on the EPA's, if you like, at least risk, serving 500,000 people, so they should be addressed first. We are finding others to our audits. So Ishgair need to identify all the ones that are out there and take a long-term plan to look at how can we address these, because we have good drinking water quality at the moment. We want to make sure that that is maintained for everybody.
The Taoiseach will today chair a meeting of the Government Trade Forum, 1 week out from the US tariffs deadline. Simon Harris will tell the meeting tariffs of 10% on exports from Ireland will be the new normal, but efforts are continuing to agree zero-for-zero taxes in some areas. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Simon Harris will brief today's forum on his recent meetings with his EU counterparts and others, and Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue will provide an analysis on the impact of tariffs and trade disruption to date. Speaking beforehand, the Taoiseach says the most important thing we need to see in the next few days is certainty, as a lack of certainty is bad for economic confidence. He says businesses are holding off on job and investment decisions, and a concerted effort is needed on reaching a negotiated solution that can bring certainty for businesses operating in Ireland, in Europe and in the US.
A 28-year-old man has been charged with the murder of a pregnant mother of two in Down. 27-year-old Sarah Montgomery died in Donaghadee on Saturday. The man, who's also accused of killing her unborn child, is due before Newtownards Magistrates Court later today. A 42-year-old woman who was arrested as part of the investigation has been released unconditionally. Almost 100 million euro was spent on outside companies that use HSE facilities to reduce public waiting lists. A report by HSE Chief Bernard Gloucester looked at the use of insourcing and outsourcing services over 27 months between 2023 and this year. He'll appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee today to discuss his recommendations for how to reduce the health services' dependency on outside agencies. Almost 9 in 10 18 to 34-year-olds know someone still living at home because they can't afford to buy their own home. A new survey also shows a staggering amount know someone planning to emigrate because of the housing crisis. Dubliners were most likely to know someone who has left Ireland due to housing affordability at 45%, while those living in Munster were least likely at 33%. Dominic Lumsden from People Insurance, who commissioned the survey, says it highlights how widespread the problem has become.
Our survey shows that nearly 9 in 10 young adults know someone who still lives at home because they can't afford to buy. Now, if that wasn't alarming enough, 9 in 10 is a huge number, but actually 92% of people know somebody or are close to somebody who has emigrated or is planning to leave the country because of housing. So, as we said, these are not just numbers. This is a generation being priced out of a future in Ireland.
The HSE is being urged to work with Google to establish a map showing the location of all defibrillators in the country. Fine Gael Senator Manus Boyle says people should be able to see their nearest defibrillator on Google Maps in case of an emergency. Bystander CPR in cases of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest increased by 25% between 2012 and 2023. Senator Boyle says he has personal experience and knows that every second counts.
I got a call at 6 o'clock on an evening from a constituent that was looking for a defibrillator. And I went to two places that I thought the defibrillator was. There was no one there. They were long gone, you know. And it's just since then I've been wondering what we could do.
The trial of Sean Diddy Combs could be nearing its conclusion after jurors reached verdicts on 4 of the 5 counts against him. The 55-year-old rapper was seen with his head in his hands. Although the verdicts have not yet been announced, he denies sex trafficking and transportation for prostitution. Sky's Martha Kellner is at the court in New York, where jurors will continue deliberations today.
They've been unable so far to reach a verdict on the most serious criminal charge, that racketeering conspiracy charge, which carries a potential life sentence in prison.
And in sport, in tennis, the second round gets underway at Wimbledon today, with a number of top players already out. Second seed Coco Gauff was the biggest name to crash out on day two. Seven-time champion Novak Djokovic was relieved to get his first round match done after coming through in 4 sets against Alexandre Muller. He needed to see the doctor during the match, but carried on to reach round two. Djokovic says it was hard work.
I never take stepping out on this court for granted, and I enjoy myself, obviously a bit less in the second set, but to be quite frank, went from feeling my absolute best for set and a half to my absolute worst for about 45 minutes.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.